Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Welcome to New Life Live, everybody. We're really glad that you're here today. And joining me, Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hello, Dr. Hubbard.
Hello, Steve.
And then also, really happy to say hello to the one and only Jason Martinkus, who has done such a great job over the years with our Every Man's Battle workshop. Hey, Jason, how are you?
Yay,
hey,
Jason. Steve.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Well, Jason, you've got a workshop coming up on October the 6th. Is that right?
October 9th through 11th.
That's what I was saying.
We're going to be in D.C.
Is kind of looks like a six upside down. In D.C.
Going to be in D.C.
That's a great place. I was just talking to a gentleman who decided he wanted his life to be totally different, and he wanted to do something about the problem. And I said, well, you know, you could read a book, you could go get counseling, but your wife not going to be too excited to hear that your solution for this problem that's causing her to want you to leave, your solution is read a book and fit 1 hour a week into your life to get better. Mm-hmm. It's just inadequate. It's not the right way to go. And I just said to him, and after asking him, I said, you know, what is it that you want to do? I mean, is it get through this or do you want to change your life forever? He said, I want to change forever. And so he called to go to the workshop. So you'll see him there.
Fantastic.
That's great. And that's the right answer. And Steve, you know, when you put it that way, that they're only willing to like read a book and go 1 hour a week, a lot of people aren't even willing to do that much. They just think they're going to try harder. I'll just do better. I'll just stop this behavior.
Or I'll pray it away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, three things that rhyme that don't work. Try harder, cry harder, deny harder. None of those are going to help you. But humbling yourself and saying, I need to make a bold move here. That's what really helps. So, you know, if you would like to make a statement to God, to yourself, to the person you love, why don't you not wait to get caught? Or ask a question that you have to give the answer in a truthful way, or you're going to look like an idiot. And why don't you call us right now and say, I'm going to get it taken care of. 1-800-229-3000 to join us on the program to talk about it. But 1-800-NEW-LIFE to sign up for the workshop. Washington, D.C., October the 9th. And then, of course, we've got the women in the battle for your spouse to take care of that anger problem. That's coming up. I believe that's November the 13th or so. And then our Marriage Solution Weekend and Healing is a Choice, November the 6th. All of that coming right up. So if you want to join us on the program, it is 1-800-229-3000. That's the number. We would love for you to be here. And there's so many great resources at newlife.com. Encourage you to go there, check that out. And then at tv.newlife.com. I did a post today. I did an Ask Me Anything on the self-diagnosis syndrome, where every time you hear somebody's got something, you think you've got it. So I talk about that. And then also, I talked about how do you know whether you're following your plan, God's plan, or Satan's plan. And I outline really what Satan wants to do with your life to take away any kind of potential for purpose, meaning, joy, happiness, all of that. So that's all there, along with more toxic faith and more of the 52 ways to lose weight. All right, 1-800-229-3000. If you want to join us, come do it.
We've been married for 26 years, 6 kids. If this didn't work, I was ready to file.
The New Life Marriage Weekend is coming to Dallas November 6th through the 8th.
Like they said, it's probably cheaper than divorce.
Join Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
Doctors Dave and Jan Stoop.
We're going to talk about the degrees of love and different ways that we love. And what is it that destroys our love? And then how do you repair love when it's broken?
And Steve Artiber.
And I'm going to be talking about the 7 things that you need to stop right now and the 7 things you need to start doing in your marriage and the 7 minutes that will matter the most for the future of your relationship.
The sparks are already rejuvenated.
To register or to find out more, call today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, Steve Artiber here, Dr. Jill Hubbard. She's the author of Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers, Secrets Women Keep, Secrets Young Women Keep. Jason wrote a great book entitled Worthy of Her Trust. He allowed me to help him with that. You can get all of that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or newlife.com. If you want to join us on the program, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. And why don't we just go ahead and go to the phones right now, and let's talk to Teresa. She's calling from Savannah, Georgia, listens on iTunes. Hi there. How are you?
Hi. Hi. I am so honored that Jason is here today because he needed to be here. I was supposed to be on yesterday, but
well, thank you.
You all ran out of time. And I am going to try to give a question first, and then you all can dissect from there. My husband is supposed to be a recovering sex addict. He did men in the battle. I did women in the battle. We did the workshop. We did another Christian workshop. We did individual counseling. We did marital counseling. And he lied. He promised to do things. He even had, like, people he could call from his SA group, and he still would do what he wanted to do. And, let's see, things came really so that he had lied about the disclosure. How do I put it? I'm really on wreck, okay, because I just found out what the truth, so-called truth, who knows, was. He had been seeing a woman since, I think, 98 or so. I had no idea. And she worked where he worked as a gate guard. He paid another woman who said it was his friend $200 to lie if he ever got caught and say she was the one, because the other woman still worked there and she was no longer working there.
Okay, now let me interrupt you here for a second. Let me interrupt you here for a second. That's a unusual. We don't usually hear that somebody pays somebody to lie for them. Now, is this stuff that happened before he went to the workshop, or is it something that happened after he, you know, finally said, okay, I'm going to get some help here?
I'm not sure, because he's such an elaborate liar that he can embellish an entire story to back up the lie before he gets caught.
Okay. what's the latest thing that you have caught him doing?
I found out about the lie because the other woman, I had been doing a forgiveness walk, and God had been leading me to forgive all of his affair partners throughout the year. We met in high school. I was 14. He was 17. He had been cheating from day one, okay? I didn't know. I mean, I'm 14. What am I supposed to know about a guy? I got married at 18. Not the wisest choice. Still didn't have a clue. All I know was God told me not to marry this man. He begged me not to marry him. I'm at the altar. He said, don't do this. I marry him. Okay, fast forward. I find out in 98 about the porn. And the little voice says, ask him about the wind. So he shouts, there is no, there are none. Okay.
So but just answer my question. What is the last thing you caught him doing?
The last thing I found out was after I reached out to the other woman to wish her well that I thought was the other woman, she asked me if she could call me and talk. And she told me all about it.
Her, the affair that she was having with your husband or the affair the other woman was having with your husband?
Oh, no, that she was, she agreed to be the smokescreen for my husband. Gotcha. He was driving her to college classes, and he paid her money.
And so you just found that out?
Yeah.
Okay. And, so, yeah, go ahead, Jason.
I'm just going to ask, what's your question for us? How can we help you, Teresa?
I am paralyzed. I was so angry yesterday. We told the kids we were divorcing. I have been such a mess. I wanted to pick up a pair of scissors and stab him in the leg.
Okay, don't do that.
But understandable that you would have some murderous rage over this, but...
I've had hysterectomy lately, too, so I'm recovering from that.
Okay, so tell us how we can help you.
That's what I want to know. I don't know what to do now. I don't trust... I don't even know if his name is what he says it is. I don't trust him.
Yeah.
I just despise him.
Yeah.
Okay.
This you know, exactly how things went for Shelley and I. One of the statements that she made whenever she confronted me is, you're an alien to me. You know, because literally she didn't know up from down, left from right, and who I really was. So, you know, a couple of things that I'll jump in with real quick. It's important that at this point, two things happen. Number one is that you surround yourself with support who can sort of hold you up when you feel like falling down. Do you have that support now?
I have a sister church that is going to be checking in with me tonight, and my older sister is in there for me. So
fantastic.
I've been gathering some support,
Okay,
good.
Fantastic. Number two, it's time to draw the line. It's time to draw the line. And so what that looks like is setting a very hard boundary with the help of your support that says, here's your stuff. It's in a bag on the front porch. And you're welcome to come back when you want to talk about the truth, when you're ready to put everything down on paper and tell me the truth. So I would start with a really hard line that says, we jumped through these hoops once, and I don't care to do this gymnastic again. And then kind of step three in there is until he produces a document that says this is the truth of your life, because Teresa, what you're getting is the truth about your life as well. Until he produces something that says this is the truth about your life, I'm encouraging you to keep that distance and begin to look at what are the options and realities that come with legal separation and divorce.
Because see, what I've already so far, when I found out what I put him out, I told him he had to go.
Good job.
So
okay, but what did you think about what Jason? What
do
you think about what Jason just said?
I love it. I love it. I put him out. I started working on me because I knew that I had to work on me too. I'm still doing that. Let's see what happened. Tried going through the counseling, and he seemed to be moving forward. So there was. I just continued to work on me, but there kept being these little things popping up that he wasn't telling me, and I never got the full disclosure from the affair. And so that's what happened the other day. It's like new because I never heard it, and it was like I just lost my mind, you know, because I'm hearing it new. So I put him out before. You know, he's been put out before, and he had a nervous breakdown and tried to commit suicide.
Except apparently that wasn't enough of a bottom for him, because he does the outward actions that make you believe one thing, but it's not touching his heart. You know, he panicked because he had to suffer a consequence, but he didn't take that to heart. And so I think this hard line, you have to do this. And, you know, he has to work towards coming back. If he's even able to.
And remember, you know, Teresa, what you're doing, so many wives in your shoes, I mean, it's so painful to think, gosh, I'm about to go through this terrible, messy process if he doesn't change. But don't forget that you're inviting him into the story of the rest of his life. You're giving him an opportunity to change the rest of his life and legacy.
To change the ending, right?
Yeah. So You're not the bad guy in that.
So far, what he's done already, because he always does this, finds all the help in the world after he's got caught. That's what he's doing now. He's now having lunch with a minister again. And I'm like, really? No.
Yeah, I'm going back to, I wouldn't take steps forward in that reconciliation until you see the truth in disclosure.
Total honesty.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, this is one of those cases where whatever it takes for you to feel confident that he's telling you the truth, then he should be willing to do that. But, you know, I think for you to say to him, okay, that's really great that you're talking to somebody, it just doesn't mean anything to me, is really appropriate. Well, I'll send you Jason's book, Worthy of Her Trust. And I hope that that is going to be something that you would read, and then you will give it to him. But, you know, a lot of people, they go through something like every man's battle. They fake it. And then they go through the second time, and that's when everything kind of falls in place.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's probably the best thing that could happen is if he went again. He needs to step up the plate and show you that he can be honest, that he can be the man that you need him to be. I'm glad that you called. Hold on. We'll get your address. We'll send that book to you, Worthy of Her Trust. I hope that you are worthy of the trust that somebody has
well,
put
and Steve, can we just say, you know, the hallmark of any addiction is lying and deceit. And so you can't leave even one stone unturned. You really have to come clean, right? You've lost the right to really have privacy from your spouse.
And per her Teresa's story, you know, there's really no progress until the truth is on the table.
That's right.
Everything is on a shaky foundation.
Because if he keeps one secret, that's like having a drug in his back pocket, right? And that just opens the door to continue.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just got this email in, and it said this. It says, in 2007, my marriage was in really bad shape. I was addicted to pornography. My wife had an affair, and she wanted to marry the other guy. So I ran to God the only way I knew, by coming to a conference in Cincinnati. It was one of our workshops. She said, I asked the leader if God would save my marriage. And he said he didn't know. Well, I'm writing to say that God did indeed rescue my marriage, and he delivered me from a very, very dark path. Mm. Praise God. So it can happen. It can happen first time, second time, whatever. But you just have to come to that place of willingness, willing to do whatever it takes. That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go to the next caller, and let's talk to Lucia from Pasadena, California, listening on KKLA. Hi, Lucia. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm having a difficult time, but I've enjoyed listening to you for the last 3 weeks.
Well, thank you. What's going on? How can we help you?
I'm going to start off by saying at 15, I remember being molested by an elder, a 5-year-old man, a doctor and missionary of the church, for 4 months. And that's the first time I ever felt out of body of experience. I don't think I've healed from that yet, but I've been very bitter about it.
How old are you?
15 at that time. Now I'm 50. Now I'm 50.
Okay.
You're 50, and
oh,
since 15, you've been bitter about being molested.
Yes. Something happened
sorry.
4 weeks ago. I lost my sight for 12 days. And I did not know why. I was crying in pain. I was in so much pain that I started talking to God. And in that time, I felt that he flashed all my childhood. And then my father, the only person in my home that loved me, also flashed before me. And the last thing I saw was a set of footprints. And it was not mine. It was God, I think, telling me to come home. So I went to ER, and I'm married to a woman, by the way. We've been together for 29 years. And we went to ER, went to see a eye specialist, and he said that my eyes are inflamed. I have a genetic disorder. and I need to be on some very special medications or else I will not be able to see. I'm taking a lot of courage and strength in this because I started going to a new church here in Pasadena for the last 4 weeks, and all I've been doing is crying, looking at the lights and thanking God that I can see.
Well, how were you hoping that we could help you?
I wanted to get past this pain that's been flashing. I think it's starting to... I want to get over the past and move on forward.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you've been in pain a long time, Lucia, and I'm curious, when we come back from the break, you know, what you've done to get help. I can't imagine you're just waiting till now to get help.
Have you sought help before?
I left church for 30 years.
Yes, and you're hurt and despair because you were hurt at church, of course. Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense.
Well, we will we'll try to give you some help right after this. 1-800-229-3000 is the phone call. That's the phone number if you want to call us. We'd love to talk with you today. We'll be back right after this.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical or doesn't make sense or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Keffer November 13th through the 15th in Washington, D.C. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process. If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Okay. Lucia, we were just talking at the break here about your situation, and we really feel for you.
Mm-hmm.
There are a couple
so
of different things that we want to focus on. And I think when somebody gets hurt, we all agree trauma produces some very, very different, difficult, deficient reactions. One of the things that is sad about the situation is that you've moved away from the church. And so being away from the church, I think you've lost your way. And the way that is prescribed for a person through the church and the teachings of Christ, that way provides us with a resolution, a healing from this pain, not instant, but certainly complete. And so part of the answer, and I'll let the other guys give the other part, but part of the answer is you have to get your life in order, get it right with God, get back into church and experience the fellowship of other believers who want the best for you. And if you don't do that, I think anything else is kind of going to be superficial. But there's some changes you need to make, some grieving you need to do, processing that needs to take place with a, you know, and however you do that, if you don't have the support of loving, caring folks through your church, it's really going to be tough to pull that off.
Well, and Lucia, you know, it makes sense that when we're hurt and we are hurt by somebody that we have trusted. Here you're 15, you're in church, and this is an elder at the church. You know, that's somebody you're supposed to be able to trust. And so we let our guard down with people that we're supposed to be able to trust. And so, you know, this person took advantage of you. It sounds like what you did is run from anything that reminded you of that situation. So you ran completely away and you've stayed away from it. So instead of getting healing for it, you have, you know, kind of separated yourself from part of the world, part of your previous world. And in doing so, you know, time has been passing. But, you know, Henry always talks about this, where when, you know, time will pass, but is it time that is productive? Mm-hmm. And unless you're engaged in a healing process and dealing with your pain, time is just passing. And it's almost like the pain is getting more and more entrenched. And that's where that bitterness sets in. And so I think, you know, the situation that's happened to you with your eyesight, it's like you've been blinded, right, for the last 30 years. And now God is letting you know that he wants you back. He is there for you. And I think we also make the mistake of putting people in high positions almost at the same elevation as God. Like there are mm-hmm. Jesus representatives on earth. But we can't forget that they are human and God is God. And while people let us down, and it may feel like God lets us down because of the evil in the world, God is there for us. He is grieving with us. And we don't get to see that big picture. And so, you know, pulling away from God is never where we're going to find healing. And so, you know, I realize it's probably scary to head back to church, but it's kind of like facing your fear and leaning into it and asking God to discern and bring along people who are safe for you. Mm-hmm. And that means I think you must get in counseling. Even if you've been in it before, you need to be with a Christian therapist that can help you decipher things when you start to get triggered. You must do some trauma work as a part of that. And an abuse group, I think, would be a really containing place as things start to come up, because it can get really scary for a while mm-hmm. as you move through that.
Yeah, that shared experience and camaraderie would be huge for
yes.
you. You know, I don't have anything extra to add to what Jill just said, Lucia. The only thing that I want to say to you is just to affirm you. That obviously you've opened your heart to what God is doing, and he's wooing you back to him.
Yes.
And so I just encourage you to take it slow. Don't let people pressure you into things that you should be doing in the church and so on and so forth. Just take your time and know that God is wooing you, and as you stay open and malleable to what he's doing, that healing will come. Take the steps that you need to take. Take your time in that healing will come.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you have something else you wanted to say?
No, I totally appreciate it. I started going to church 4 weeks ago, and the healing has already begun.
Oh, good.
Atta girl.
Good.
All right.
Talked to the reverend there, and I'm already pursuing all the things that you've already mentioned it here.
Good.
I'm a nurse myself, so I am about healing, and I want to conquer this because I want to be also an advocate for others.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm turning this negative thing into something positive for my life.
Good.
Right. That sounds great. Steve, you know, my book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers, even though this wasn't apparent in her life, I think that could be helpful.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So I'm going to send that to her. And I just, you know, I see so often an abuse that occurs, maybe a one-time abuse, maybe a year. And then the resentment and bitterness exists for decades.
Mm-hmm.
Man, now's the time to do something about it. You know, healing is a choice, is a great option for anybody that's struggling in any way. Please call us if that's the case for you. If somebody has stolen your innocence and then mm-hmm. stolen your peace, because of the resentment and bitterness, let's get that taken care of. Let's don't give them one more day of your life. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEWLIFE. We'll be back right after this. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about. We want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDared.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an Every Man's Battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity. For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration, in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yes, we are back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad that you're with us here today. Some great workshops coming up. Marriage Solution Weekend, November the 6th, along with Healing is a Choice. And it is a great place for trauma to be taken care of, to resolve whatever has been there. Don't let somebody continue to abuse you.
Well, and you know, you don't have to hold on to the bitterness to kind of be an advocate for yourself. You know, sometimes we hold on because it's like, well, then they'll get away with it if we don't keep holding on and keeping them accountable in our own heads.
Mm-hmm. No, and that is why the Lord steps in and says, hey, let's get rid of all bitterness. Not because we want to, or he wants us to endorse. He wants us to get beyond it. He wants that out of our lives, that to no longer influence our lives. And he's on our team. And forgiveness does not endorse in any way. No. That's what we got to remind ourselves. It just frees us from the pain. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want for everybody that's listening. Jason, any thoughts there?
Yeah, I love from her story just that idea that God is wooing us. I mean, even now, you know, there are people listening to the radio who... This is the voice, you know, the three of us sitting here are the voice speaking those words of truth that God is wooing some people back to him, all of us at large, but some of us very acutely and very specifically wooing us back because he's still in the business of redemption. We say this every month at Every Man's Battle. He is still in the business of redeeming people's lives from the tragedy they've experienced.
Yeah, and you know, I see people going from out there kind of thinking they got it all figured out. Then something happens. Now, rather than thinking they got it all figured out, they're just living in the shame. And both ways, they're separated from what God wants for them. Now, come on. We can do better than that. Let's get in there. Let's get it healed. Let's get it resolved. That's what we want. All right. I want to go to John from Rapid City, South Dakota. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, sir? Let me turn my speakerphone off.
That'd be super. We would love that. We would absolutely appreciate that. Now, what's going on in your life there in Rapid City, South Dakota?
Good. We're doing good, John.
Glad to hear it. Me too.
What's going on?
I'm a veteran, 4 years service, 28 years growing up, well, 18 years growing up in it. My father was a very heavy-handed person, and he ended up being made to leave the house when I was six, thank goodness. He was also quite the alcoholic, and shortly thereafter, my mom got real sick, and I wound up becoming a ward of the state, and I'm about 7 years old, I was sexually molested, raped, however you want to call it. And recently, going through some smoking cessation counseling with the VA, my counselor asked me to review some paperwork she was going to send me. Sends me this several brochures about PTSD, and I got to agree with the testing questions that they asked me to take to find out, okay, I got PTSD issues, and maybe that's what's been causing all this alcoholism, addiction.
Makes a lot of sense.
Sexual playing out, extremely dysfunctional kind of guy. Clean and sober several different times in my life, work program, work steps, happy, and then emotional issues that come up, I lose another wife, go back to being stupid.
Good for you not giving up, though.
I'm tired of it. Excuse me?
Good for you not giving up.
What's his name? Prime Minister Churchill from back in World War II days. Shortest speech he ever made. Never, never, never quit.
There you go.
That's one of my firm foundations. I've been a Christian forever. Bowed my knee when I was six to Billy Graham crusade on TV. And
so
the guy's
John,
had his hand on me. He's got a book he's already told me to write about all this junk that's happened. But here's my question.
There you go. Hit us.
I'm getting ready to start taking PTSD counseling in a major way. We've been doing the lead up into it for, I think it's a little too long, but anyhow, doesn't matter what I think most of the time. I'm curious if after I complete this, can I lose this intense urge to kill sometimes that comes up still? I've been to jail for fighting. I've been to jail for domestic charges. A woman stole a whole lot of money, and I almost hit her. I didn't.
Good.
Put myself in check because that's what I do.
So John, let's talk for a second. So go ahead, Jill.
Were you going to say something?
A couple things come to mind for you, John. First of all, I just appreciate your honesty to say I'm a Christian and things are pretty messed up and I'm blowing up my life a lot. I just appreciate that honesty first and foremost. Me too. Me too. The second thing is, when you talk about PTSD, good job acknowledging that, being honest on the questionnaire. You know, the PTSD is coming twofold. Being a veteran, but also from that abusive environment in your upbringing. You know, there's residual from both of those things in there. And so I just want to set your expectation as you're thinking about it. You said, when I get finished with this, will I? This is going to be an ongoing deal, right? This is going to be part of your ongoing journey of how you're allowing your heart to heal, what God is doing in your heart to heal from those abusive things that you've experienced. The anger, very specifically, you know, dealing with the things underneath the anger, hurt, fear, failure, shame, disappointment. Mm-hmm. Part of what that counseling is going to give you is new tools, new understanding of how to deal with the stuff going on in your heart to actually have your emotional needs met. That's where you're going to start to feel some of the freedom from the anger and those intense emotional waves that hit you. Go ahead,
Joe. Because, John, everything you've been describing, those are all symptoms of things that are deeper. Things that, you know, you've shared a little bit, but the feelings, the experiences that you had as that six-year-old, as that seven-year-old, and through your life, you know, through your eyes at that age, those hurts have been buried really deep. And so what you've done, you know, to deal with that is you've tried to compensate by doing all these other things to kind of drown out your feelings. And of course, there's a lot of anger there. I'm not hearing that there were many people around you growing up that were very supportive. And so you were alone, and you had to fight your way out. And so that anger, you know, can just well up so fast, and we don't know where it's come from. As you start to go through the counseling and you do some grieving, as Jason was saying, some of that anger is going to melt away. Now, it doesn't mean that it can't get triggered, because mm-hmm. even when a wound heals and there's a scar, you know, if it gets hit again, the scab comes off, we're going to feel the same pain. But as you gain growth through this process, you'll be able to know what to do with it. And it won't cause havoc in your life like it has.
Mm-hmm. And John, you know, the way you describe it, maybe the term compound fracture describes your situation, where, you know, you had this hurt, and then, you know, you just live with that. You end up wanting to have the urge to hurt, kill, out of control. Hurting someone fractures us, you know, because then, you know, you've got the guilt and stuff from hurting somebody and all of that. So I think that your best hope is to get into some kind of post-traumatic treatment. And I'm just wondering, have you not done anything in that area before?
No. That's why okay. I was wow. a little it's concerned just, whenever she presented me with that information. But then I've been following your show for some time, and I heard you guys interviewing two female doctors out of New York City several, I want to say 6-8 weeks ago now. And they were talking about childhood issues where if the child was left alone to cry itself mm-hmm. to sleep after whatever, and it happened too many times, it opened the door for medical health issues. And they also said, you know, beyond medical health issues, there's post-traumatic stress disorder coming into play here. And it's like, well, wait a minute. And I got two people telling me this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me listen some more.
You know, John, let me throw one more thing at you just from a different angle. Also remember that anger is a response to mm-hmm. injustice.
Yes.
That anger is a response to the injustice that you experienced. And today, when you see and feel and experience injustice, you're conditioned, so to speak, for that response. Don't lose sight of the fact that, you know, even Jesus, in response to injustice, kicked around tables and cracked whips and gave people the business, because he saw that there was something greater that was going on. He saw when injustice grieved the heart of God, there was a greater thing happening. So I don't want you to lose sight of all this anger may be bad now, may be hurtful now, but at some point, that underlying sense of injustice could be the place where you find the most redemption.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be back. 1-800-229-3000.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. If you haven't done anything about something that's a problem, and you've had it for 5 years, 10 years, then don't expect that something's going to be the quick fix and the instant solution.
No.
Because the longer you wait, you know, the more time you've given that whatever it was to kind of sink in and take root, you could say, or become part of your life. And so it's a process.
Right. No matter what.
And people hate hearing that things are a process, mm-hmm. you know, but they are.
They are. It's just the way it is. And there are multiple layers to things. And some of the things we do to compensate for our problems then take on a life of their own and create a problem themselves. Mm-hmm. So all those symptoms are also problems, as well as then getting to the root of it.
It's a domino effect.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right. We've got two other programs today. In our third program, Max Lucado is going to join us, and I hope that you will, if you can't get through now, you'll join us then. That's in about an hour and 15 minutes from now. 1-800-229-3000, that is the phone number. And we'd love for you to be on. He's got a new book. I think you'll like it. All about the glory days. Pretty cool. All right, so let's go to Gania from Silver Springs, Maryland, listening on WAVA. Hi there.
Hi.
How you doing?
I guess I'm doing okay. My question is, how do I resolve abandonment issues and low self-esteem? My issue is that ever since I was 18 and got pregnant with my son, my family has basically turned their back on me. I had to go through the entire pregnancy by myself without any support. I lost my dad shortly after that. And it just right now, I feel I'm 53 years old. I've never been married. I live by myself, but for the most part, I noticed I pretty much stay by myself. I don't have a lot of female friends. I don't have a very good relationship with my mother. You had a caller on the other day where my mother is highly critical. She actually told me that my life was a failure.
Wow.
Right now, I'm not dating. Again, like I said, I don't have a lot of female friends, and but I don't feel depressed. I don't feel angry. I feel mm-hmm. hurt and I feel sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so what could we do for you? How could we help you then?
I want to know, what is my next step? How do I heal me? What do I need to do to get over this sadness and to get outside of myself?
Okay. I want to recommend that you not talk to your mother for a long time. That's part of it.
That's already stopped. We've had a couple of conversations where it's just been so toxic that I have cut off conversations for 4 months, and just recently now for the past coming up on 1 month now after she told me that my life is a failure.
Okay,
and
just a quick question for you. What was it in her life that caused her to be so uncaring, unloving, and really what I think you'd have to classify as a failure as a mother?
Well, my mom is the baby of seven. She was always given everything at a whim. If she wanted it, she got it, even into her adult life when it came to caring for my brother and me. Basically, we were left with other family members while she lived her life.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
So she was overindulged and entitled.
Well Gania, she didn't teach you how to connect with other women, and so you're not connected with other women. So you're going to have to find a way to get connected with other women.
I don't know how to do that.
Okay, so
I know. Tough.
So, you know, because everything you said to us, you kind of revealed some of what you need to do. But first of all, I think you really need to ask God to help you not to buy in to your family's beliefs. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
You know, as kids, our parents are the pinnacle. They're on that pedestal. At a certain time in life, we have to take them off the pedestal and see that they're just people with faults. And we cannot allow them to define us when they are so destructive and unhealthy. And when you continue living in an isolated way, echoing those words over and over again that you're a failure, you're basically saying, my mother is right and she knows all. And, you know, as a child, you're trapped with your parents. As an adult, no matter what has happened to you, you have to do the healing, even if it wasn't your fault. But you're no longer trapped. You have choices. And so I think it's important you look at how you're living out what your mother has prescribed. And so, you know, you have to debunk that now and say that she was wrong. And so you're going to have to go to some people who can teach you that life can be different. And that means you're not going to know how to do it. You're going to be afraid. But adults, you know, we're all afraid, and we do it anyway. And so you join a support group.
This would be a great opportunity for a Healing is a Choice workshop.
Absolutely.
Where you come and you have the shared experience. You leave with a common language. You leave with new insights into other people and them into you. And you've got the opportunity to stay together with those folks post-workshop. Mm-hmm. You've got built-in community from that.
Well, mm-hmm. You know, what I love, and we'll tell you some more about the workshop, and I'll send you Healing is a Choice. But a lot of times you can listen to the program and there's really nothing worth repeating the whole day. But Jill, we're all afraid, mm-hmm. and we do it anyway, is an amazing quote that everybody that's afraid ought to write that down. We're all afraid to some degree mm-hmm. or another. But we, as adults, we move forward in spite of it mm-hmm. anyway. And that's important. So if you're struggling with the fear, and moving forward, let us help you with that. Call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE. Now, if you want to join us for the next program, it's 1-800-229-3000, 1-800-229-3000. A lot of us are the great supporters of New Life are headed off to Ireland here on Saturday. Please pray for us. We may get held up in New York, you know, because the Pope is going to be there. And we were told, well, you just never know what kind of log jam there might be. And we're looking forward to that. But please pray for us. And I hope and pray that if you have any ability possible, consider coming with us next summer when our trip is back to Alaska. It's going to be a really great time there. Now, on Thursday, Dave Stoop and I, we're going to receive an award at the American Association of Christian Counselors, and Life Recovery becomes the Life Recovery Institute at American Association of Christian Counselors. We're so excited about that, and if you want information on that, you can go to aacc.net and become a certified Life Recovery Counselor or coach or trainer, whatever it is that you're looking for. We're going to train you to do that in the area of life recovery. If you need help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Great resources, workshops coming up, and we need your support. We really need your help. So if you can help us, call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll send you the 12 laws or 12 gifts of life recovery. Thanks, Jason. Thanks, Jill. Thanks to all of you. 1-800-229-3000. That's the number.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.